Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. This is your boy SA. Testing, 1, 2, 3. This is your boy SAVV, aka Mr. Pushboard. Calling you guys yet again for Mr. I wouldn't say know it all. Mr. has an answer for it all. You guys know you love my old witty ass. Anyway, sex, love, and relationships. And guess what we are talking about tonight? Sorry about that. I don't know why I got disconnected. Oh, hello, caller. How are you? What's up?
I'm pretty good. You?
I'm good. I'm feeling good on this Friday night, actually. Did you happen to catch the subject of the show? Do you have an opinion? Did you hear my rants before I was cut off again by Blog Talk Radio? When I love them to death.
Oh, no. I just called right now.
Wait. Oh, okay.
I called and then it was blank and all that, so yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. What's your name, man?
Taco.
Paco or Taco?
Taco.
Taco?
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Great.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, the question was, okay, you know, I don't know if you listened to my show before, but I speak about... The show is usually about sex, love, and relationships. And tonight what the subject is, which type of sex do you think is better? Now, before you answer this, I just want you to think about it for a second. Now, is sex better when you're doing it with the person that you know you're supposed to be with, or when you're doing it with the person that you know you're not supposed to be with?
I guess with the person you're being with.
Why you say that? With the person you're supposed to be with?
Yeah.
Like your other half. But it's not that forbidden. That forbidden shit's never, like, fun or intriguing or... None of the shit?
No, not really.
Really?
Really?
How old are you, dog? If you don't mind me asking, I'm sorry.
I'm 28.
No shit. Okay, maybe I'm just a hoe then. I mean, not that I've done a whole bunch of, you know, extramarital or whatever, unfaithful type of stuff, but I don't know if my answer would be that clear cut. I'm not saying I disagree with you, but I don't know, I've done some pretty sneaky stuff, I guess. That's horrible, isn't it? But, I don't know. Why say your call was dropped? You still there, caller? Oh, he cut off. Okay, well, as I was saying, hold on.
Yo, sorry, I'm back.
You got left this old extra sense of the mic. Like, I know you guys heard me as soon as I started talking, but I am not anywhere close to my, well, I am now, but you get the point. So, my man who just called in, he had a very, very clear opinion on that type of situation. He just, you know, I guess, sex with the person he's supposed to be with. I don't know if I said the question too fast or too, wasn't clear enough, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure he got it, and he just, that's how he felt about it. Me, as a man of 32 years old, I was only like 4 years older than him. I I'm not gonna disagree and say that, you know, sex with the person I'm supposed to be with is more appeasing, more enjoyable. But you can't deny the excitement. Even this is not necessarily the person you're supposed to be with. Times you're not supposed to be doing it. Situations you're not supposed to be doing it. I mean, it is definitely a bit more intriguing when it's somebody you're not supposed to be doing it with. I mean, I'm not really just that bad, or are you guys just not being honest? Well, I know that's not the case, because I've learned that a lot of you just decide to chat or send me messages later, which is nice as well, because you're also downloading the show later. So, but the point of the talk radio show is to do more than to hear me talk. And to get a nice conversation before the first hour, like, I really feel like I should just make a fortune just promoting for the first hour. You guys mostly just listen to me. Get a call every now and again, but the last hour is going to start cracking. Or the last 45 minutes. Let me see. In the past 2 weeks, for it to be consistent conversation for 2 hours, actually, no, I take that back. On Monday, we started talking about cheating, and I had you guys switching your story a little bit. That was a nice couple hour conversation. But I also feel that was because, well, I wasn't the oldest one in the room. There were several of you calling, several of you chatting that night. But I think it was because my relationship experience might be a little more lengthy. At least it was that night. So, I have it back up on the site, so if you listen to it at the site, 213-816-0304, which type of sex is best? Which do you want more? Which is going to fuel your appetite? Which is more fun? I mean, don't be scared to call in, because, you know, you're afraid of a change of mind or how you feel about something, but, I mean, I'm just saying, I'll have you agreeing with something I disagree about, and disagreeing about something I agree about, and disagreeing on the same thing. So, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, the chat. I haven't even opened up the chat, and I haven't even sent the message to you guys at the beginning of the show. That blows. I messed up. I was a little distracted tonight. It's Friday, it's the end of the week, and all this shit. So, just one of them days, but I'm so glad it's Friday. This is one of those Fridays that you just aim for since Monday, or since Sunday night, basically. But another scenario, another situation where having sex with a person or being in a physical relationship with somebody you shouldn't be with is a subject you guys liked last week, which was inner office relationships. I mean, you should not be fucking your boss, but I mean, God, isn't that just, if your boss is just like hella sexy, but she's a bitch, I'm just a guy. You got enough guys gonna call and support me, and have to look. And I know y'all gonna be mad at me for my male listeners and all this shit. All the male listeners and shit. I know y'all gonna be pissed off at me for this, but, and I don't want you to stop listening to my show and stop chatting to the show. But when there's women in here and y'all chatting, that's like hella extra 1998 ish. When he really just started first chatting, using the internet, just having people in the room asking for a female, and then when a female shows up, everybody gets silent. Like, for real, I'm old, so I'm hoping that I'm not attracting guys in between the breaks of playing World of Warcraft or some shit like that. But no, seriously though, I do understand that it's not. You're not as forthcoming with a lot of the subjects I bring up, and with this type of social network you're not used to network the show. I don't know, maybe you're scared somebody's going to hear you. I don't know, I don't give a shit, to be honest. Carl and Matthew voice. It's like a million and one free programs out there you can fucking hide. I don't care, but I mean, for real, you guys have been chatting but not calling in the shows when it's hello woman in the room. What was the subject? We were talking. It wasn't oral sex. I think it was oral sex. And it was like 11, and it was a lot of people and a lot of callers. But it was like at least 10 women talking. My man Vice, shout out. I wonder if he started his show. He was in there too, talking shit like he do. But I was getting a lot of chats. Now, I know this, I shouldn't be talking too much about putting people on blast or whatever, anything like that. And like I said, I want you guys to continue to listen to my show, but that's not what, I don't know if Blog Talk Radio is the wrong place to be at, but live interaction is what I'm looking for. Like, you guys are giving me interaction with the chat, with the messages after the show. But for all those who are downloading and listening to this later, it's much more appeasing, much more entertaining if you call during the show. I'll bring up subjects if I get enough content or enough consistent inquiries on a particular subject and stuff like that. Like I said, I was going to do on the website once I update the website. You guys got to open your fucking mouths, like real talk. I got to stop cussing so much, so I know. It's just so about sex and all this other stuff, but I be sounding scary. I know I do. My cuss words come out aggressively. The chat, I'm going to try one more time. I just tried to refresh it. Blog Talk Radio has also been playing its games lately. Oh, and 2 days off this week. Oh, that's right. I had 2 days off this week. I was doing two shows over the weekend. Don't know how that's going to work out, but callers coming in and out or chat messages. Gosh, I do not just feel like responding to chat tonight. But I did take 2 days off this week. I'll respond to your chat if you send the messages. Of course I will. And all that. Never mind. I'm just not even going to get into it, but yes. So, gosh, hold on real quick, you guys, because actually, I'm trying to keep talking, but I have to take a second to post the show real quick, to promote the show real quick, because I'm getting messages about, why aren't you on the Twitter yet? Hold on. Sorry about that. I am back. So, as I was saying,
hello.
Who is this?
Hey, Push. Sorry, bud. This is Vice, man. How you doing?
Vice, I was just talking about you.
Oh yeah. You know what? Sorry about these last few nights. Usually I get off really late. You caught me on Monday and tonight because they let us off early and stuff at work.
Dude,
I always try to catch you at the end of the night, but you finish your show right when I get home, man.
I didn't do it for the past two nights. I didn't do it last night. I didn't do it the night before. So you ain't missed nothing.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was thinking, you probably think I'm ignoring him and stuff. Yeah, usually on a regular night, I get off I get home like 15 minutes right when you're done, and I'm like trying to unpack stuff from work. And I got your email right now, but my internet's not working, so I haven't listened to your show. I don't know what you're on right now. So.
Right now I'm talking about. I was speaking on which type of sex is better. Having sex with the person. Okay, well, I already know how you're going to feel about this, Spice, but I'm going to try to change your mind. Like last time, we'll try to convince you of a little something different. And I'm also going to start pushing the show and get some more callers in here, but which makes for better sex? Now, be honest and don't answer so quick. Think about it. Okay, now which is better? Having sex with the person that you know you're supposed to be with, or having sex with the person that you know you're not supposed to be with? Which makes for better sex?
Well, I can answer that, because even though you're, you know, whether you're with someone or not, you know, there's times where you're just not supposed to be with somebody. You know what I mean?
Right. That's a good point.
Like, take for instance, I'm not going to lie, you know, I messed with one of my mom's friends once. Like, it was an accident, man. Like, so that's how it happened. But my mom worked for this lady who was like, hey, my mom's like, at the time, she's probably like 60. No, she was like 55. And this lady was at the time 32, and I was 27. But she was my mom's manager. Like, and she must have taken on to me, and I always thought she was hot. You know, she looked like she was a 10, man. Like, me and my boys used to look at her like, damn, man, like, you know, she must have like some rich husband or something, you know what I mean? Like, take care of her. No, it turns out she was single, man. I'll tell you, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, man. That woman fell for me. And that was some great sex. I wasn't supposed to do it. My mom was, you know, working under her and stuff, and there I was fucking beating the drawers. But yeah, man. you know, I got to tell you, man, it's definitely different for me when I'm with someone and having sex with them versus, like, I'm not with someone and having sex with them. Like, I always believe, for me, like, the sex is always good still with the person I'm with, but it can never get to an extent. I think versus to a person that you're not with or not supposed to be with, because it's uninhibited. You know what I mean? It's that
exactly.
Person. You don't care. You don't care.
That animal, yeah.
Yeah, you don't care what you do with them, this and that. And even at times, like, say if my girl tried to get too raunchy, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to see you like that. You know, that's how I see the hoes I used to fuck. Like, I don't want to see my woman like that. You know what I mean? So in a sense, I can never get to that extent as I did with the girl that I wasn't supposed to be with, or the girls I wasn't with, like, because I didn't care. So I'd go as hard as I want, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. I think on that one... you know, when I'm with my woman, I'm making love. But when I'm with those girls, it's great because you're just fucking. And so, I don't know. That's my opinion on it. That's my opinion on it, man. But
No, you're know. Right. I'm sorry, I got distracted for a minute. But yeah. That's a damn good point. You always make a good point. Hold on, real quick. Hold on. Don't move.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay, Vice, hold on, don't move, dog.
How much of that right?
How much did you just hear?
Really, in the back part of my right, so I was just stopping that.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, how much did you just, how much could you hear just now?
Right now, like, I heard nothing, like, except for when you first took off, you said something, or she said something about her own show, and that's all I heard.
Oh, okay.
About something on my own show, or something like that, and then after that, it really went silent, like, it just muted out, I thought you hung up on me. Hello? Hello? Bush?
Oh, yeah, don't worry, Bryce. I'm going in and out real quick. Don't worry. Okay, I'm back. Now, when I consider that type of situation, sorry about that, I had to disappear for a minute. I'm trying to get my phone here. But, see, that type, I need more people to start talking about that. Because,
my opinion, I know what you were looking for, but you see, being that I'm in that whole cheating thing, I can't fully answer that question you wanted to be answered the way you wanted it to. Like,
No, you answered it great. You always, you spot on. Isn't that how they say it? You spot on. No, but she's good. But what I'm saying is, when in that type of situation, like, sex can tie people to one another. And when it comes to good sex versus moderate sex, I mean, you can be in love with the person you're with. So the fact that excitement, that animal instinct, the fact that doing that forbidden stuff is more appeasing, do you think has a big factor to do with most relationships not succeeding?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think so. So absolutely. Like, I think one of the biggest problems too is with people that want to do all those great things in bed, but they want a relationship. You know what I mean? Trying to do all the stuff that inhibited stuff that they do with regular people that they're not being with is. I personally found that it helps that you don't do it off the bat. Like, you want to talk to that person and talk dirty to them and this and that. Like, I found, with me and my fiance, it's not that case. With me and her, it's slowly been becoming that way. It's slowly been growing, and we've slowly been getting into other things. Like, versus in past relationships where, you want to bring in that dirty, and you try, and it just doesn't work right. You know what I mean? It just doesn't click the same way as, say that friend of your sister, you guys get and sneak out behind, get on, get that shit on, when you're not supposed to, because that's your friend's sister. You know what I mean? And that's just what makes it even more, what makes it more hotter is, you guys
hell
are fucked.
Yeah.
Like,
I was grabbing the mic and said that shit. Yeah, you're damn right. Yeah, but you're right.
You know what I mean? So I think for me, I found that we've been exploring more and more as more time goes on versus like us trying to burn out from the beginning. And just do all the stuff, because I have a friend actually out here. She says she's trying to, get her man to do all this crap, the whips and chains and tie up. And I'm just I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm open to stuff, but it's just that, trying to get all that out of the way. After that, then what do you do? You know what I mean? After you've tried on all the stuff, after you've done all the scenarios, you don't leave room for nothing down the road. Then you're bored. And then what you said, then, you've got nothing. And then your relationship fails versus, trying to keep it, calm and clean and keep it separated, instead of spending all your chips
right
in one hit.
True.
I find it, for me, to work very well. The patience thing, in the last year I've been engaged, we just slowly been getting into more and more things. It definitely helps that we work two different shifts, because You know, we don't see each other often, but when we do, you know, it's even better that way. So, versus people that see each other day in, day out, you know, it's, you know, get your own time. It can back up to a lot of things, you know, relationships now. So,
right.
In the end, yeah, you're right. It's always spot on with that someone. But even then, I've had my moments where there was girls like, you know, you weren't supposed to be with, and they just weren't good anyway. Like, it just, you were there for the nut, and that was it. So.
Yeah. Basically. That's always fun too. That's always less not always good, but you know, that can be good every now and again. It's different than that. I mean, hell, for some people that's all they prefer. People live their whole lives like that. It's good for that.
Yeah.
Good for that. It's good for that gander.
Yeah, that meant, you know, but you make a point with that whole, you know, you wonder why relationships don't work. I never thought about it that way. It's like, that's the one reason I think, well, I don't know, for me,
as much as we want to just, you know, live that picture perfect lifestyle, that unique, confined, constrictive. I mean, like I said to all my listeners, I'm not that bad of a guy. But I mean, we're all human, and those animal instincts, they exist in us. I'm sorry. And just like I said, to think that people who are in a non-monogamous relationship, an agreeable factor that, you know, they have physical relationships with other people, but they love each other. I mean, that shouldn't be held as impossible, or a person
should not be following
their instincts, or you know, it's not saying there's a reason for everything, but you know, there is a reason for everything. I mean,
right, you know, and don't get me wrong, like, say myself, you know, I'm honest with my girl, you know, like taking for instance in front of, you know, we'll do it in front of each other where there's some hot dude on TV or something, and she's like, man, that guy's fucking ripped. Hello. Like, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, he is fucking. I want to look like that one day, you know. But I don't show no jealousy, you know what I mean? And there's no reason for a person not to enjoy the sight of someone else, you know. Of course, you know,
yep.
She knows, you know, I'm not gonna always tell her because I'm not going to be that idiot. But, yeah, if there's a girl, you know, I'm with the guys and a girl fucking badass butt and shit walking back because I'm an ass guy, she knows it. You know what I mean? She knows damn well I'm looking, but I'm not going to sit here, hey, did you see that ass? You know, a dumb guy does that shit.
Right,
like,
right.
Just keep it to yourself. Enjoy what you saw. She knows you saw it. Just shut the fuck up.
So, exactly.
You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. Yeah, it's
exactly
it's,
right. It's a lot easier than people want to put it. Like, I mean, it's just that. I mean, of course we all spend our time, all I know I did, being ignorant to situations like that. So,
right. You
know, when we know better, it just, I mean, to me, it opens the opportunity and the ability to have a little more fun. God, I sound so such like a, like such a hoe sometimes, but hold on one second, right? I'll be right back. I mean, I can't help it, but you know me. Hold on.
You know, but I got to tell you, you know, one of the biggest reasons I stayed single for a long time after my ex back in 2004, man, I was single for over 8 years, man. And, like, I mean, I had girlfriends, but like I told you before, unless they didn't last more than 3 months, I didn't consider them serious. So I don't clock that. You know what I mean? Like, I made a commitment and said, oh, okay, let's be together. But after 3 months and they didn't work, like, I just, like, that wasn't long enough to say that. You know what I mean? So I don't consider that unless it's, like, over a year or so. So since then, this is the longest relationship I've ever been in, man. I mean, I'm engaged now. I got a little one and stuff. And I tell you the one thing, and no shit, you know, even though, you know, I have, you know, my sex and everything's great right now. And, yeah, you know, I've had other sex and whatnot. But the one thing that's always disturbed me is just girls' minds. Like the mentality of a girl, man, versus a woman. And I've always found myself in the end to be with someone that was older than me versus someone that was younger. And, you know, whether it's race or not or whatever it is, you know, I can't stand jealousy, man. I can't stand a weak mind. I can't stand a girl that doesn't stand up for her shit. You know what I mean? Like, when we were talking about that whole, when I told you my friend was getting hit and disrespected and shit and cheated on, you know, she's, instead of, like, you know, disciplining her man and being like, you know, fuck you, I'm not talking to him for 2 weeks or a month or something, she just, like, next day, and then he knew, oh, fuck this, I'm doing whatever I want now. You know what I mean? I can't stand chicks like that. I can't. That's what drove me. When a girl acted a certain way or wasn't very hygienically clean, you know, when she had dirt in her nails. Things like that would bother me, man. I'm a fucking ass. Like, I needed a girl who was on top of her shit like I was. I only feel like if I'm putting it out there for you, I need the same back. You know what I mean? Well.
Sorry, I was responding to you, but no, I was agreeing. I forgot I muted it, but yeah.
Oh, no worries, yeah. Man. I just, like, sometimes I'm like, what? But yeah, that's my main reason why I've been single so long. I just haven't found a woman until now. And so, you know, a lot of the reasons, like I said, is the biggest thing that you can do, the biggest mistake when I would go dating is, like, you know, not even a month or, you know, and just dating, not even together, just a month in. You know, just start already asking questions like, who's that girl? Who's that girl on your page that did this? Or who's that girl on it? You know, or you get a lot of texts when we're out, don't you? And it's like, it's a fucking cell phone. I got friends. Like, hello? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you expect? Like, just because yours
now
is
look,
on silent,
now look, now when
I
we
forgot
talk
to put
about,
mine on.
Does that type of thing, does it put thrill in a relationship? Like, I mean, you know you're doing, even when you know you're doing right, the fact that your girl, especially when you know you're doing right, but your girl might accuse you of doing something wrong or whatever. Does that add thrill to a relationship? Is that possible?
You mean kind of like being a little vindictive, kind of like the way a girl likes making a guy
mad
for
no reason?
No,
not vindictive. Not vindictive, but more like, I mean, just...
It definitely, I think to an extent, it definitely lets you know she cares, you know, enough to ask.
Hold on.
You push. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. Being active is a motherfucker. Sorry about that. Can't help it. No, I keep still moving. Hello, Miss Lady. Hello, hello. I had to take care of something, but everybody.
What are you playing, Tiger Games over there for Double Dragon?
Nah, wait, you heard that? No, that's my phone, Phil.
I thought you were playing. Remember those old school Tiger games? You know, like Double Dragon and Street Fighter and shit. Like
yeah, yeah, you can hear that. Nah, but
I just heard it right now.
What was I saying? What was I just saying?
Push, hey, real quick, I forgot to. Hey, I think you told me once already. But how old are you now?
32.
Okay, that's
everybody
right,
else
saying.
Who
was, cool.
Everybody else who just decided to step into the room. What I was saying about that. The idea of animal instincts. I mean, like I said, I don't always condone the whole extracurricular stuff. But, like I said, animal instincts, they exist. Stuff is going to happen. A perfect relationship is not everybody's goal, everybody's desire, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is what it is. Between media and movies and everything we watch, there's so much stigma behind two people not being faithful to
one another.
A lot of
temptation, yeah. A lot of acceptance because of that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I like I said, I don't want to sound like I'm a hoe, but it's nice. It's always wonderful laying down with that other half with, you know, it's always wonderful. You wake up. Regardless
you don't
of how
sound
much
happy,
they
man.
Breath, regardless of how much they breath stank, how much they pissed you off the night before, you know, whatever. That's the one who you love. That's always nice. But, I mean, when it's either that one that you've been chasing or the one that
you've been grinding your teeth over? Yeah.
Or the ones you told you, like, you know better than that. You know. You know you're not supposed to be, but I mean, it's like I said, I don't want to sound like a hoe, but I mean, they're both the excitement, the appeal, the shit, the anticipation.
Well, you know, you always got to think, you know, that just shows you to you, I guess, in a sense, how much you care for that person at that time. You know what I mean? Because I know there's definitely, you know.
For the one that you, You're right.
Yeah, because if there was a woman that was straight woman to you, I'm talking like to carry you, you know, always ask you if you wanted something to eat, you know, came over and just rubbed your back for no fucking reason, and then just sometimes just grabbed you, you know, paused the video game, just said, come here for a second, and went and fucking deep-throated your ass in the room real quick and brought you back out. And
that's
just brought
nice,
you a
though.
Beer.
That's like...
You know what I'm saying? Like a woman that... Now, you found a girl like that, you would definitely make an effort to make
I'm
the
greedy,
commitment.
Though. I can't
commitment.
Do that. She can't just sneak me in the back and boss me up real quick. I'm greedy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you're like me then. So, but you know what I mean? It's like... But versus a girl that's just like, you know, sitting there, you know, it's like, damn, I'm kind of hungry, kind of giving a hint. She's just like...
Hold on.
Well, let's go. Yeah. Hmm.
Y'all don't move.
Right back. Everybody's off of mute, so you're welcome to talk amongst yourselves. But I gotta finish taking care of something real quick.
There's anyone up for the subject, go ahead and talk. My boy Push is a little busy, so you guys can speak up. Make the show interesting. Give your 2 cents against his $2. Anyone, go ahead and give a shot. Or give me a shot. Anyone, if there's any listeners, go ahead and speak up on the Push Forward show. This is his friend, just filling in until he gets back. Anyone out there? Anyone out there wish to speak about anything that they've heard? Go ahead and feel free to fill in your opinion on the Push Forward show.
Okay, my bad, I'm back. I'm so sorry. Y'all know y'all let me know.
What are you doing, man?
I had to take care of something, goddammit. It's Friday fucking night. Y'all decided to be, like, halfway active. Like, now I got 3 callers in a row.
Hi.
2 chats. Hi. Who is this? I'm sorry.
Ashley.
How do you feel about the subject?
Huh?
How do you feel about the subject?
What is the subject, first of all? Because I just got in, and I was not listening before.
What kind of sex is better?
Same Ashley from last time?
What kind of sex is better? Sex with the person that you are supposed to be with? Like sex with, you know, your other half, the one your man, I don't know, whatever. Sex with this person. Or... Or sex with the person that you know you're not supposed to be with.
Sex with the person you're not supposed to be with.
You're the second person that I have access to answered so quickly.
Why is the person you're
not supposed to be with the instinctive answer? Why is that?
Because I'm not going to get caught, and it's like, it's going to feel more...
Because
it's gonna feel more extreme.
Because
to
you're
me,
not
like,
gonna get caught.
Yes.
Because you're not gonna get caught.
Yes.
Okay. So
what's your name again?
Ashley.
You just good at what you do, huh?
I am.
Yeah.
You
have
to be. You can't be sloppy with it. You just want to get caught. I don't want to get cut.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm going to do.
Hold on.
Damn, ass.
I know, right? Killing me.
Damn. Where do you come out of? The West, the Midwest, North, South?
The Bay.
The Bay. Oh, okay, so the West. You know, I don't like to ask personal questions, you know, when I'm on Push's show. I just like to get an idea because I'm from San Diego originally. Like,
oh.
I just moved out to the middle. I moved out to the Midwest out here, and we've been out here. But all right, so you like the inhibition. Are you currently committed right now?
No.
No? So you're just flying around right now, huh?
Not really.
Oh, you're dating. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
you're flying around right now.
I'm just doing what I do, basically.
Do what you do, but are you open to find someone eventually, or are you?
Eventually,
that you'll get someone and like eventually tied down or something, or
advice. Hold on. So you know, I like to keep a consensus on shit. So far with everybody that's been asked, sex. Sex for love is just getting its ass whooped right now, basically. People think about it, but you know, after you know, the instinctive answer most people have had is sex for love. But when you think about it, when you really consider it, you know, when it comes to good sex,
what are you talking about?
What type of
sex? No, I get you. You're right, Push. You're right, Push. I mean, even I
sex between
hey,
the person you love. Sex between the person. Okay, the question is. What sex is better, sex with the person you're supposed to be with or when you're having sex with the person that you're not supposed to be with? Which makes for better sex? Don't answer so quickly. Think about it.
It depends on what type of person you are.
The fuck? No. No, it depends on no. Fuck that.
No, yeah.
The person you are. No.
Yeah,
no, not depends on what type of person you are.
No, she's thinking cheating. She's thinking
answer.
Cheating.
No. Yeah, she's cheating.
No.
She's thinking cheating.
Fuck
no,
that.
Open it up to her. Open it up to
when
her.
You,
like,
no,
me,
no. When
me,
you
I
really
sitting
there thinking, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if you, think about it. I don't know if
Push,
you play with yourself.
Real quick?
I don't know. Whatever goes on with you, whatever. But when you really think about it, I don't know. You know, maybe it depends on age. But when you really think about it, like that sneaky type of little extra exciting shit. Come on now, you don't...
Push, can I say something real quick just to, I think, elaborate more on what you're trying to say, too?
Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't necessarily, I think, just mean, like, cheating. He also means, like, any type of foul situation. Like, say, you're your father's best friend or your best friend's brother or things like that as well. You know what I mean? Things people that want you to stay away from, but you can continue to think, oh, man, he's fine or something like that. Like, you know, your boss at work and you're not supposed to. Things like that. Even
that
then,
awesome.
You consider people...
My boss is
wow,
like, awesome.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Things you're not supposed to really
about.
Be doing. That's what he's
that
saying in general,
shit.
I think. Any type of sex that's not supposed to be done.
Wait, but no. Nah. Man, if my boss is not attractive, but if my boss was selective.
That's
know,
fucked up.
Fuck.
Oh,
wait. No, not like that. My boss is a wonderful woman. You know, she's attractive. She just, you know, she's outside of my age range and that type of stuff.
Hey,
she's not my personal
fucked
person.
Up. She's the one over there cheating and shit.
Right, yeah.
I'm in a relationship, though, so I can do what
yeah,
I
right.
do.
Yeah, right. Am I right? Who's the other girl's name? What's the other
hey,
girl's name?
Hey, you took my cover, bitch. I have to go get another.
Right. Y'all are stupid.
Montoya, I'm not.
You never asked the second girl's number or her name.
Montoya.
Montoya? She is cracking up over there.
Yeah,
so I caught Ashley.
So, but Tav, okay. So, okay, anybody disagree that if the boss was attractive, they wouldn't have sex with him? They wouldn't fuck the shit out their bad ass boss. Anybody?
Me, if I were single and they were attractive, yeah.
No.
Wait, what did you say?
All right, just a coworker. Going, shit, just getting fucked on the lounge. No, not maybe not the lunchroom table, but. Some shit like that. Like some extra shit.
In the stock room.
Stop it. Well, the stock rooms are good. That's not a bad place either. But you see my point, though? You can't deny that thrill, that excitement.
What do you think makes great porn?
porn is something different. Motherfuckers make a living out of just making sex look good. I mean, sex
yeah, but you know what? Those are all the scenarios you wish would happen.
Sex.
You wish you went to your friend's house who had the hottest mom, and you always wish he wasn't there, and all of a sudden the mom was like, hey, so I've been seeing you sometimes lately when you're in and out the house. Like, oh, really?
Well,
tell me,
no.
Think about your friends, well, all your friends, and the one that has the hottest mom, and tell me you wouldn't hit that shit if you had the chance. Yeah. He's all thinking, which one is the hottest mom?
I think
take
what
off
I
again?
Ever do is lied. Fuck. That was hella funny.
Did the second girl
nobody
say her name was Montoya?
Is Montoya? That's the other. That's the other girl's name, Montoya. That's who we're gonna call it. Okay, Montoya. That's what Vice just called
that's
you.
That's my sister's name, but she's not even on.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I know.
I said her name out loud, and y'all thought that's what I was. That's what the second girl.
No, you should just put you guys on speaker so we can hear both of you guys' opinions.
She don't give a fuck.
How old are you guys?
I
always like to ask
the
people's like background, like how old they are. Stuff. It depends a lot on their opinion. How old are you, actually?
One of them is Pastel Alfredo.
Hello.
Pastel too.
Ashley, how old are you?
Oh, my bad. I'm talking.
I'm 20.
Hold on, y'all.
Ash.
Who is the guy in the room?
Ashley, okay, the second guy pushes
Vice.
The host.
Look,
pushes the host.
Vice,
my name
look,
is.
I'm gonna tell y'all something about Vice real quick before I meet y'all. Say, I will be in here 20 thick. Me and a whole bunch of women talking, right? Not 20 thick. How many? It was only like 10, maybe like 10, 7, between 7 and 10. And that night, and it was like 20 people in the room, but none of the guys would speak up. So Vice was the only one in there who had my back. So before I let y'all leave everybody in here alone. Give my man Vice, I gotta tell y'all, you know, respect him. But I'll be right back.
Appreciate it, man.
Oh, he was talking about you.
Yeah, that's me. I have my own radio show too, and I called in one time. And me and him, he has a lot of the same opinions. He's just a smart dude. When you see common sense, you read it, and you just connect with people like that. You can tell the guy's not a hater. He's very open minded. He's same age as me.
Wow, you're as old as him?
You're what? Old as him. What do you mean? I'm in my prime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean,
I'm just messing with you. No, but let me ask you that. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20? Oh, God, no wonder you want to get caught.
I'm never going to get caught, though. That's the whole big thing about it. I mean,
what I'm saying. Okay, it's no wonder
if I get caught, though, I know I might be able to work my way out of it to where I still end up with both.
Jeez.
So serious. I will work my way out of that.
You're my guided audience on my show. Like, you won't like me on my show. Like, see, Push is more of like an open forum kind of.
Hello. Yes. Hello.
Okay. What's wrong?
I don't know. This person is saying
okay?
Hello. I don't know who that is.
What is that?
You gotta
me.
Watch yourself on his show.
Yeah, that's me getting everybody's attention. That's anytime it gets too loud or too crazy.
I learned the first time, the last time.
It's you know, that's the put down sound.
You have a fancy with the little radio station.
That's the Mac down sound. So yeah, so you know. Don't lose yourself. Don't lose yourself. But so anybody come.
Why the hell does that
your opinion
like
on it? Come here, go ahead. Since you want to get on the mic and stuff, come here. Come on. Let me hit that. We recording in California. I'm a licensed.
Oh man, I miss Cali. It's only been a year. I can't
Cali
stand it here.
Cali is so awesome.
No, San Diego is awesome.
Don't be shy at all. Like an angel and shit. Fuck that. Come here. You gonna say? Come here. You already actually said your answer. No, I'm finna ask somebody else. What about guess how she feels about it? Come here.
First, real quick. How many people you got on the line, man?
Seven.
Actively speaking, other than Ashley, who else is on here talking?
Three actively speaking.
Nothing.
Yeah, what's your name, first of all?
My name is Tiana Mott. I'm straight from the Rich City. I'm not ratchet,
you
but I am.
You gotta say your whole name,
but
don't do that.
Oh, Tiana Mott is
don't,
my
don't
name.
Don't do that.
Google me.
Oops.
No, they can Google me. It's not.
They're gonna find you too.
I can't hear a damn thing.
Okay,
of course, you need to put that alarm again, man, because I don't know what's going
but,
on.
Can you hear me? Is everything okay? Can you hear us?
I hear you, but okay, I hear you and Ashley, but who else is on here?
Okay. No, I have a guest, and I'm about to ask her a question.
I'm
now.
Here.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Okay, her name is Tiana. Oh, sorry.
Tiana is my name. What's the question?
What type of sex is more preferable? What type of sex is better? Sex with the person that you know you're supposed to be with, or sex with the person that you're not supposed to be with, and why?
Drunk sex is the winner.
Hell yeah.
The old person, the new person.
That never
fails.
The serious
person,
the
mistress, the wife, the husband, the boy, the girl, however you want it. Have it drunk. And it's gonna be the best.
I forgot about that. She's right. That's a third triangle right there. Yeah. Drunk sex. It's true. Drunk sex, man. It's just like getting in a fight. You don't care how hard you get.
No.
Then you wake up like, oh,
so that's
shit,
a very well rounded answer. That's
pretty good.
Like the best answer I've had.
That's pretty good. I like that. Yeah.
Y'all liked it, that one. That's basically.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't fail drunk sex. Yeah. True.
Okay, but when you're drunk, who you want to
have sex
with? You want to have that nigga you know you ain't supposed to be fucking with?
What?
I'm sorry, push say again.
Okay. So look, wait, y'all hear that? Wait, she got to say that again.
What'd she
say? Wait, come here. She got to say it again. Wait, did y'all hear that? Y'all got to pay attention. Come here. Now look, this I know a lot of y'all women feel this, and I'm gonna agree with this. Come here, you gonna say it again? It ain't gonna feel right if I say it. I'm a dude. It's not gonna feel
right.
Yeah,
I wanna hear it. I wanna
hear it. Come here. You gotta say it again. You gotta say that one. You gotta say it again. Come here. Come on. You gonna come back over here and say this? She gonna make me say it anyway. She gonna make a call of a dude mouth, and they gonna be half as dramatic. She gonna punk out. I'm gonna say her name in a minute, but anyway, she said, which I know is a very broad feeling from a lot of women, that the best dick comes from a nigga with the brokest pockets. Now.
The what? That is so true, and I'm mad.
With the what?
Ashley,
it is true.
I see, look, I'm
that
so,
is so
shaking my head.
What did you just say? What,
so
I didn't hear what you said. With the what?
That is
what
so
did you
true,
say?
And I'm mad. Because
okay, what did you say, Bush? I can't hear you. What did you say?
That I don't want to.
She said that the best dick comes from the brokest nigga, and that is so true. And I'm pissed off because it's true. Oh my gosh.
You just gave it to me.
You know what's funny is like I used to get used a lot and taken out to dinner by girls when I was broke, and they'd always keep taking me out. But now, wait a minute.
Because. Obviously,
you know why? Because they're not working, so they're not tired. Motherfuckers are just pumping away. Because, yeah, I tell you what, when I'm working and I'm good, girls don't give a shit for me. But when I'm fucking not working and I'm a piece of shit, they're picking me up, taking me to dinner. That was back in my single days. That makes all the sense. Yeah, because they're not lazy. Oh, yeah, I come home from work. I don't want to do nothing.
I'm about to tweet that.
Oh, you just said tweet. What is
okay.
it about tweet?
You know what?
I don't know. This is his show. I'm not even gonna go there. Don't even go to the tweet.
I
want to
damn
near still talking.
I want to put that. I gotta post that. That's a comment. Like every night on every night we do this show, it's always something that somebody says that has got to be posted world fucking wide, and I never do it. Every fucking night. Oh shit! Hold on.
It's like the bigger or the better the dick, like the less brains they got. It's kind of like the girl with like the no brains and the big tits and ass. She's got great body, but she ain't shit. And the girls that have like the knowledge and the take care ability to be a woman ain't really that hot, you know.
That's true too. That is true too. Hold on.
I guess
what are you talking about?
What'd you say? I'm
talking
about you. Big tits, big ass, and brains.
Ashley?
Huh?
You still on the show?
I am.
Is that you talking to your sister?
No, that was somebody else talking.
I did not hear push. Where do you go?
I'm here. I'm back. I'm trying to.
That's like my whole deal with like, hey, push. That's the same thing as with girls with no brains and big tits and ass. It's the same deal. It's like, you know, they got great bodies.
Fucking a brainless. No, see, I can't do that. I can't. No,
one,
see, that's
one,
something I can't do.
One,
if she ain't got no type of sense,
okay, like
I can't,
it's way too loud.
That's something I can't do though. I can't
Hello?
Lay down with somebody with
yeah,
no
either.
Type
Hello?
Of fucking sense.
Me neither. I can't
Hello?
Do that either. I even if they're hot, I just I can't stand stupid conversation and shit. Like just like, ugh, you're just so stupid and shit.
Who is
yes, we hear you, sweetie, but
who
I'm
saying
speaking.
Hello?
Hold on
like,
a
okay, I'm sorry. Wait.
And then
wait.
Yeah, and
Hello.
Then with the one
somebody
that's getting in the brain.
Wait.
Is there any way that you can turn down Vice just a little bit so everybody can talk? Just a little bit.
Damn, I wasn't even speaking, but when I was, excuse
no,
me, I'll take my opinion.
That, or you can just
whoa,
do that
whoa,
again
hey,
and get everybody
no
to be quiet. So, you know, we can just
I was already saying
like, that was pretty good, though.
Was
that was better than my
was
little
talking.
Alarm and shit.
Who was that?
Just hello. That was cute. I respect that. Just
who was that? Don't shut up. No. Okay. How does Well, back to the conversation really quick. How does drunk
that is
sex,
Jessica.
How does drunk sex?
Yes, that's Jessica.
How I don't understand how that makes any sense. It still doesn't answer whether or not you're doing it with the person you love, person you just not.
Wait, what do you
do
mean?
With.
What
does no, you know what? That girl makes sense. You know, I'm sorry to. Hey, look, I didn't mean to get off on the wrong foot with you. I was saying something. I didn't appreciate you interrupting me, but you do make a good point. That is true. That doesn't justify whether it was a good, you know, person you wanted to be with or not. In the end, you know, both of them can be good drunk sex. You know, she's right.
Right.
That makes a point.
Well. Okay. I see. Okay. I'm. Sorry. Okay,
that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't. It does that. That's kind of like. Yeah, no, I didn't think about that. Now, yeah, she's right. It doesn't kind of answer the question. She needs to answer one or the other. You need to go back to Tiana, man.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You need to go back. See, like, two motherfuckers asking for Tiana to come. Go back.
You need to tell her to choose one. Good. You know, the person you want to be with or the person you're not supposed to be with. You got to have her answer one. That's true. She's got a point. That girl's got. What's your name?
Huh.
What's her name?
Her name was Tiana. She said Google her.
No. The one that was just said that comment.
MOTT like the applesauce without the S.
Yeah, what they want. It's the next question.
They actually wanted you to give a definite answer. Everybody loved you so much, they wanted you to give a definite answer to that.
A definite answer as in?
Which one?
You who you're
one?
Supposed to be with or not.
Well, if I had to pick,
it would be the one I love because sex is way more passionate when it's with somebody you love. You know what I'm saying? But it got to be on a drunk night. You got to keep the drunk night intertwined. Otherwise, if it ain't drunk, I would rather pick the person that I ain't supposed to be with.
I'm
an alcoholic
okay.
And I'm late for my meeting.
That's the one you know what I mean, you love all the time. That's not exciting. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let
damn.
You know, some extra shit on the car.
Then
the
you don't really love them all that much.
That would not. He's. Ooh, she needs to hear
can
this.
I,
he said, "Well, then you don't love him all that much, then."
I have a question.
Hello. You got a problem.
Hello.
Oh, hello again. It's a, I'm just gonna call her. Hello. Hello. That's it. Because that's all she does. She doesn't say her name. She just says hello and interrupts everyone else.
I'm a different girl. I'm not the hello girl. My name is Ebony. Hi.
Okay, this
my
is
question
okay. Hello, Ebony.
Hey, Eb.
My question. Hey, boo. My question
hey,
is.
Okay, hold on.
Now,
look, y'all. Wait. If it's too much feedback, because since I have several people here, I'm going to try to put on speakers. If it's too much feedback, let me know, all right?
Okay.
So
my question is, if you're picking the person that you just want to have a random hookup with, and that's supposed to be the best sex because you say that.
Hold on. Say that one more time.
I was saying,
ooh,
as far
what?
As the girl who said she would pick the sex she's not supposed
oh,
to
can't.
Have.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that's right.
I can't hear anything.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
No,
yeah, I can hear you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, now, yeah.
Fuck, that's right. I fucked up. I got a call back. Shit.
Sucks to be you.
That was a brother.
Ebony and Ashley, hold on a second while Push gets things straightened out.
Okay.
What's your name?
Ebony. Why you gotta be so mean to me? I didn't do nothing. I was just stating opinion. You just fucking cut me off, man.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't you? I thought you were the hello girl. Oh, okay.
No.
I was just like, man, like that's like. So you weren't the one that made the statement earlier about the whole drunk
no.
thing.
Mm-mm.
I wonder where she went.
My statement was to the girl was to the Tisha.
Tiana.
Sorry, Tiana. I wanted to know why would you say that sex with a random person would be more exciting? Because if you're in love with someone, all boundaries and all freedoms are open. Like, you guys are comfortable. You know, this is what the
person
loves.
Well, she said the one with the one she loves, but it's better when you're drunk. She'd rather be with the one she loves, but she'd want to be drunk. And then I said, oh, well, apparently you don't love her that much or love him that much, or you got a problem.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, yeah, no. She voted for the one she loved. I voted. You know, open bias. You know, I have a fiance and everything. I love the sex we have, but you know, I see what he's saying. And yeah, there was times where you know it was very exhilarating to be with someone else, but you know that you weren't supposed to be. I was telling the story about my mom's friend, but whatever.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just to answer the question for myself, I just personally think it just depends
I'm sorry, Ebony. Back up, because I didn't hear your question. This fucking shit cut me off. What was your question?
Well, my first question was, I thought the girl said that it was better to have drunk sex with someone you didn't know as opposed to someone you loved. And
no, no,
not
didn't know. Not didn't know. Tiana, right, you didn't say not sex with a person that you didn't know. The question was,
well, no,
Push,
I told her
that
Tiana said.
Yeah, right.
No, Push, I told her that Tiana said that she would rather be with the person she loved, but it's better when you're drunk. And I meant that's when I said, oh, well, apparently you don't love him that much or you have a problem. One or the other.
Drunk sex is more hot with the motherfucker that you know you're supposed to be doing with, because when you're drunk, I mean, that's that hot shit. That's that shit. Well, fuck it, we young. I mean, fuck it, we animals, you know? It is what it is. We animals. Nah, you know, you feel me, though.
I know.
We follow our instincts. It is what it is. We do what we do.
I know you know that I know that you know.
Right. I know that you know that they know that we know that you know what I'm talking about. So,
that they know that I know that you know. Yeah.
But, I mean, what was the other question, Ebony? Your second question. Hold on 1 second. I want to catch up with Ebony. Ebony, what was your second question?
And then my second, it wasn't a question. I was just going to answer the question that was on, that everyone was talking about.
Oh, okay.
And I was saying, for me, are we saying this person that we're not supposed to be having sex with, are we saying that we're in a relationship? And it's someone like, to me, I can't answer the question because it's like,
you need to have a scenario played out in your head.
No, same thing.
Let's say you have a person you're at home that the one you're supposed to be with at home, okay? That's the person you're aiming to be with. That's the one you want to marry, you know, okay? That's who it is at the house. Okay, but, you know, you have that one that, I mean, I'm sorry to say, it is what it is. 9 times out of 10, we do not end up with the person that is the great fucking sex in our life. I am so sorry. But that motherfucker that knew how to do it right, it's not the one we end up with. I mean, I hope that you guys, you know, don't feel bad about that shit, but fuck that. It just does not work out like that. not to say that it's impossible and all and stuff like that, but the fact
is, if you
is
do it in a good relationship, you're probably cheating.
No, yeah, but that temptation, that person, I'm sorry, y'all, I'm not letting everybody back in when you call back after the disconnects, but I'm not screening anybody. If you're listening to the show right now, you're in the room. I'm not screening. I ain't got time for that right now. But what was I saying? Who was listening to me? What was I just saying? I'm sorry.
I got you, man. You were just talking about the person that you're having sex with. It's not the, you'll never have that person that you're going to be with that you
right.
have that great
yes.
sex with.
Right. So that temptation is always going to exist. So the scenario I was giving Ebony
right.
was the person, that person isn't home, but that person that gave it to you the right way always will know how to give it to you the right way. Doesn't nobody how to give it, know how to give it to you better than this person exists in your relationship. You work with them, you see them, you stay down the street with them, whatever. When all you worried about is getting that perfect nut that night. I mean, let's say you know you're not going to get caught. Let's say it's something you know you can get away with, whatever it is.
But what if
you know, if you just want to have your fun that night, if you just want to do what you do, who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to hand the whipped cream to? The person you with or the one who know how to fuck you right?
Push, I think she's talking about the same thing that last one was talking about. Like, say, with my scenario, it doesn't necessarily mean you're asking about cheating. She wants to know, is it, like I said, your boss, or is it, like, the you know, your dad's friend?
No, I'm just saying anybody. I gave up a really good choice. That's what I just did. Anybody. You said it's your boss that you just are just so intrigued. I mean, are you more into the excitement factor? Right.
Even if you're single, yeah. If you have a boss that's hot and you're single, like, you're not supposed to fuck with him. Like,
oops, that was an accident. My finger slipped that time. That was an accident. But,
I know it's not me, man. I'm agreeing
with you. I mean, anything. I just gave her a really good scenario. But I'm just saying, does that excite a person like you, first of all, or am I just wasting my time? Have you ever done anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe you're somebody could be listening or something like that. You can't answer honestly or whatever. But hold on.
You said have I ever had someone that I was with, and then I knew that I had that like good sex person out there, and had to really like pick and choose which one.
No, he's not saying that. And like I said, with my scenario, like, it doesn't even, you could even be single, but there was that person in your life you weren't supposed to be with. Like, say your best friend's brother or your dad's friend or something like that. You know, he's talking about any scenario you're not supposed to be with that person. Was that sex better than the person you wanted to be with? Whether it's cheating or not.
Don't think too much into it, yeah.
I just dropped in on the conversation. Can you guys hear me? I dropped in on the conversation. I'm Bree, but on that, I would say the person that I am not supposed to be with, it's more interesting and exciting.
It's more interesting, so you're aiming for it. It's more interesting for you.
Did you hear that?
But you sound hungry.
I mean,
you got a little appetite on you. Look at you. Okay. Go ahead, though.
Okay, so Bree and Ebony, how old are you guys?
Wait,
I know this really matters.
Vice, let the other lady finish answering. She wasn't done.
I'm sorry about that, man.
Go ahead.
Ebony's 26.
Okay, Ebony, you just had to answer that question, but go ahead. It's more interesting. That's what you're aiming for. That's all. That's the kicker for you.
I think it really matters.
What I'm aiming for, it's like, how can I put this?
Waiting. Come on, you can do it. We have everybody
waiting.
We got the whole quiet for it.
It's like you're not supposed to be doing it, so.
That's
more exciting and.
It's inhibition,
yeah.
It gives you more
adrenaline.
What'd you say?
An adrenaline rush. The idea that you're just.
No, she made up a new word. It's okay. Adrenalism. It's cool.
That gets your heart racing.
I don't think that the sex with the person you're not supposed to have will necessarily be better than the sex that with the person that you're supposed to be with. I think that we view the sex with the forbidden fruit, I'll call it, as better because it's what you're not supposed to be doing. So you're already hyped up on a doctrine of what you're not supposed to be doing.
So because sex is wrong in general. So because sex is wrong in general, just being wrong, the wronger the better. Like what he say, evil. Like if you just get you an evil piece of ass. What movie was that? Fuck, I can't think of it. But, I mean, so, if you're going to do it bad, then fuck it.
Come on, you don't play the movie game. You got to know the movie. Nutty Professor.
That's not Nutty Professor, first of all. It's Vampire in Brooklyn. But, now, I might have to.
Damn, I forgot about that.
Pay them or something now. That's some bullshit. But go ahead.
Vampire
in Brooklyn. It's Nutty Professor. It was the grandma.
Okay, stop talking about movies because you're wrong. I'm going to have to take you into the different room.
Google it.
No, I'm not going to Google it. Stop talking about the movies. We can't do that. Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back. Don't talk about the movies. Keep talking about the
I'm irritated that I know two people in this room.
You know two people in this room?
I know two niggas in this room, and these niggas don't want to speak. But you know what?
Really?
I don't like black people, yeah.
Oh, what are you?
Who do you know in the room?
Hello?
You, boo.
What happened? What just happened?
You just missed out. Hey, push,
are
you just missed out, man.
Are you arguing in my shit? Ain't that about a... Wait a minute. Is that what you having? Look, I got all types of sound effects. You know, y'all motherfucking here. We thick, too.
That was fucking...
Who was sending me a heart in the...
Dude, the second you stepped
you.
Out, Ashley just spoke the fuck.
Because I wanted to... Man.
Damn, Ashley. Fucking shit.
It wasn't even
fucking
a whole...
20-year-old.
Okay, so, yeah, I personally think
sex with the person...
Is this Tiana?
No, that's not Tiana. Tiana is a... Tiana just needs to call in because they keep asking for her. Like, she'll just stay on the conversation.
Is Ebony?
But, That was Montoya or something. What was her name?
No, now I'm saying no. First I was hello, now I'm no.
Now you know.
My name is Jessica.
Okay,
so
you were the one
say,
that chopped
sorry.
Me down earlier. Oh, yeah, because I was just talking and she just interrupted me.
But
okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying, though?
I was saying that sex with the person you are in love with is better than the sex that you shouldn't be having the sex with because you regret it later.
You regret it
later? I don't know. A lot of these people don't have consciences, sweetie. It doesn't look like they regret it either.
I don't say it's a conscious. It's just that, I mean, are you really thinking about later when you're trying to get that nut right now? I mean, that's kind of, forgetting about later is one of the best things about, what's it called, indulgences. Thinking about later is probably a part of the definition of an indulgence. It's
yeah, right, but when later comes up.
Not thinking about later. Huh?
But when later comes up, then that's when you regret it.
I mean, of course that's when you regret it, but I mean, we're speaking about the indulgence. Is the indulgence better than the more comfortable shit? Is the indulgence better than the comfortable stuff? I mean, of course you're going to regret it. It's a part of the indulgence. Just like eating chocolate when you know you're not supposed to be eating chocolate. It's an indulgence.
Yeah, or drinking beer when you know you're going to get a belly.
So is the indulgence better than the comfortable situation? Of course you're going to regret it.
I think the way you can look at her like statement is, in the long run, things that have a negative reaction, the beer belly, now you got to work out to get rid of it, the regret, like those are all negative things. So how beneficial is the forbidden fruit, or how beneficial is the beer if 3 years down the line I have to work out to get rid of the beer belly, or 3 years down the line I regret the forbidden fruit sex? Like, in the long run, those things probably aren't as great, you know, and that's probably where she's looking at it.
What if this hidden secretive sex ends up tying you to the one that you are supposed to be with? What if you were wrong? That's like saying, what if that non-agreeable, that chit you weren't supposed to be doing ends up tying you to the one she's supposed to be with.
Good one.
Nice. Okay.
Wow.
Well, I guess that would be
the same. I mean, it's
zing.
Where's the sound effect for that?
I mean, of course, it's
well,
not,
you know, like
not,
like you keep saying it, man. I think she missed it earlier because I don't know, she hung up. But like you know, it doesn't necessarily have to mean like I said, like or he says. Like it doesn't have to be like the cheating factor. It could be like I said, your boss or your best friend's brother or something like that that brought you guys together. And that's you know, you ever seen Friends? Like when that guy Chandler ended up with that dude's sister. You know, like it could be anything like that. It doesn't have to be a super foul cheating situation, or it could be. But if in the case. You know. Have you ever been in those situations, or in the question that you've been answered so far, like?
Which I can answer every question. Which situation?
You talk about you know how you'd rather be with the one you love, but how about you know that have you ever been in a situation where you did regret it? And if so, can you tell us before, like shorten it down?
So, okay, I'm sorry, you guys. So I was not expecting, it's 27 minutes left. You guys have really kept a nice, healthy conversation going. Good job.
How many of you got?
How many people in here are married? Anybody?
I'm engaged.
Nobody. Engaged.
Basically married. We living together, man.
Her little
one calls me daddy. I'm good.
Hell yeah.
What'd she say?
She said she married to your daddy.
That's okay. She might want to get checked. She might want to get checked.
Damn. Well, I mean, I'm sure she said she might want to get checked, but.
I want you to have it.
But, that's about it. Item 5. Hold on.
How long you got, Push?
Only got 26 minutes left, and I was supposed to.
Oh, okay, hell yeah.
I had got a lot of feedback. I got like 2,300 downloads on some shit, on some straight geek shit. I mean, I know I'm a nerd on the inside. I'm a nerd on the outside, but, this yearly event that I covered, or just whatever, this weekend, it got me 2,300 downloads on the show, so I have to get a show going on a different subject as well. I got to take advantage of what's going on, so I don't know what I'm doing in the next 20 minutes. I might still be up, so anybody who just loves hearing my voice, there might be a different kind of show tonight.
Damn.
You know you like my voice. Don't laugh. Are you laughing?
You got a second show coming up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
You got you got a second show coming up?
Huh?
You got a second show coming up tonight?
I might. Yeah, I think I might. It depends.
You have two different, what's it called?
I'll let you know about that. I can't exactly speak on it on there because... You know,
I know what you mean.
Try to sue me. But, so, yes, I'm sorry. Maybe I have not... been in love, been in enough love. I don't know what the hell you want to call it. I take that back.
Having remote controller.
What color is this?
Oh.
Hey, Push, you knew your computer, Push?
They just get fired every time you open your fucking mouth. But, so, Ali.
Hey, Push.
I'm kind of fucked up.
Hey, Push. Hey, you see that? Hey, this is Vice. You see that 619 number, man? Take that down and text me and let me know what your other is. Your other show.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you know. No. Oh, okay, yeah. So, and when I think about love, when I think about that situation, I mean, I can't think about being in love with whatever. I think about in-home pussy and tits you got to go get. I don't think about having sex with the person I love or the one I'm with because, you know, when you get used.
She needs to call in. She needs to call in and stop bullshitting with that whole yelling in the background.
is that?
Did
you guys hear what she
Tiana.
Said?
Tiana. It's his friend or sister or something. It's Tiana. I can't tell.
Piece of ass anymore after a while, but it's you know, it's the it's the rareness of it, maybe, or
yeah, bomb ass will always be bomb ass to me. I think it's just a matter of it's
yeah,
crazy.
Bomb ass will be bomb.
It's crazy. It's crazy, and it asks
you
questions 24/7 and wants to know where you're at. That's why I don't stay away from bomb ass. There's a price to pay for bombing.
Right. Well, no.
Plus, they're fucking stupid too.
See, and then which is more important than before? A sporadic bomb ass nut every now and again, or just a consistent happy sex life? Yeah,
Shut up, Bush.
That might look at me changing my own fucking answers. But I mean, fuck that. I'm not married yet, y'all, and I'm worried about that good nut. Real fucking talk. So I mean, sorry.
No, I get you, man. No, I get you. I get you. That's why I said. Like with me, you know, I was single for 8 years, man. But you know, I found someone that I can grow with and have been doing things with more and more versus just trying to get all that off the bat. And takes care of me like it's like great, man. It's great. Takes care of me like no other woman ever taken care of me. And it helps that she's older. She's older by 2 years, man. And also, she's got a little one, so she knows what it takes to take care of somebody. When you got a little single one that's 22, 25 years old and shit, and, you know, they want to talk like they think they know the world and shit when they haven't even experienced shit or can't even buy alcohol, then, you know, you can't even waste your time, man. No offense to anyone here that's younger than 21, but it is what it is. Is what it is. You know, you think you know it all, but in the end, you don't. I mean, what I thought when I was 21, I didn't think when I was 25. When I was 25, I didn't think when I was 28, and so on, every 3 years or so. I've reinvented myself. I look back now at my 22-year-old ass. My 22-year-old ass will beat my ass now because I was fucking nuts back then, man. Like, now I got to kid.
Fuck that. What I did at 22, I wish I did more of it. Fuck that. I wouldn't be.
No, I did a lot.
Damn that shit. I wish I did. If I knew what I knew now, I mean, of course I have a lot more responsibilities. And a lot more
I would have done more.
Life is different. But if I wouldn't just be disappointed at all. I'd be disappointed at some shit that I missed out on. Like,
see, I didn't miss out on a lot, man.
I am disappointed on some shit I missed out on.
I took advantage of it because I was drunk a lot, so.
Oh, yeah. But,
I was just being a whore.
You were being a whore? What?
I wasn't a hoe. I was just. It was different. It's different when you.
Oh, I was being a hoe? Yeah, absolutely.
Nah, fuck that. It's different when you don't know. I was being a young man. And I was being a boy.
That's right. That's what they call us.
How is it different when you don't know?
What?
No.
How is it different when you don't know?
Because it's. What do you mean? How is it different when you don't know?
Well, yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, now you can't. Okay, you can't. When you see, like, you can't have me thinking about stuff like that too long. I mean, of course, when you.
But you've been drinking, man.
No. I mean, that's a statement
you
that I want
salt?
To stand. No. I'm fine. That's a statement that you want to stand and not be questioned. I mean. Nobody wants to admit that some of the ignorant shit that they did is
no, yeah, absolutely.
Really pretty fucking ignorant. But you learn from those mistakes. And if I had known what I knew now, I wouldn't have learned from those mistakes. I wouldn't. It's different when you don't know. It's worse when you don't know. But I mean, now when you know, it's like fucking retarded. It's necessary when you don't know. Otherwise, how are you going to know?
You're right. It's absolute ignorance doing about what you don't know. So
yeah. I wouldn't change none of that ignorance shit for none in the world. I'd do more.
But listen, youngin.
That way I'd be more of a genius now.
You know, I'll tell you what, man. Fuck sex. If I can go back 10 years ago, I'd have started Google.
Okay.
I would have started Google. I'd be rich. Rich, bitch. Yeah, I'd be rich right now. And then you would never miss out on any pussy because all the pussy would want you. You'd be a billionaire.
Nah, I'm old. It's paid for.
Really?
Though.
Because you tell me if these two
all
didn't get approached by a billionaire.
I'm trying to tell me I'm paying for two things. I have a pussy and water. They both should be free right. forever. And we fucked up.
Mm. Pussy always chases paper, I'll tell you that.
Hold on.
You girl still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? You sound like you're falling asleep. Hey, pothead, wake up.
You guys here? No, no.
Ashley's falling asleep. She's too high.
Could I be falling asleep first? I've been listening to you for like 15 minutes.
Man, well, no one's telling you to stay on, but at the same time, you smoke too much.
Wait, hold on.
I'm just messing with her, but she's falling asleep over there, man. Ash. Hello? Bush?
Yeah. My bad. I have to mute the room for a minute. But with only 12 minutes left of the show and it is winding down, I do have a million and one things to do tonight. A lot of still early, so.
Bush?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, man. Yeah, you went out for a second there.
Yeah. But because of the 2 days off I did take this week, I don't know the times. I don't know the subjects. But depending on how the feedback for the show is tonight, I'm going to check in the morning as far as downloads and listens and all that other good shit. I will do one tomorrow and Sunday. But hit the site up. Do what you do. Push-forward.com. Blog Talk Radio, Push Forward. Twitter, push_forward. Facebook, push-forward.com. You guys know what it is. So, but yes, one more time before I shut it down, two pastors doing their thing this weekend. I have to push them yet again because they all support us. When I say us, I mean the Cavalry MC. And, of course, they're doing their annual tomorrow night at Kimball. Slide through there, show them some love. And that is it, you guys. I am going to bed now. Check my website in about 10 minutes. I think I'm going to do something with the other show. Push-forward.com. Don't register or nothing yet, but if you just go take a peek at it, and at the new show and everything else, what's really going to be done is going to be solid on there in the next 20-30 minutes. So, good night, all that other good stuff. Good talk. Good listening.
Yeah, man,
take it easy.
Keep in contact. Text me.
All right, y'all.
I'd like to ask you some questions now.